When most people think of a military marriage, they imagine only one spouse in the service. But dual military marriages, where both spouses are service members, are becoming more common in every branch of the military. Today, our Veterans Voices series continues with Army veterans and Wright State students Logan and Joe Young of Huber Heights. The Youngs built their marriage on the unique experiences they shared in the armed forces.
When I first joined the military, I was looking for something new, looking for a change to start my life fresh, and I had no intentions of getting married or meeting somebody. I was actually done with meeting people, and I just wanted to focus on my career. And what about you? Did you intend on finding a wife when you joined the military?
Not at all. Actually, the complete opposite. I just wanted to focus on me, do my own thing.
So what made you, like, get in a relationship with me?
I don't know. I thought you were pretty cute. Wanted to talk to someone, I guess, before we had something in common, so it's just easier to talk to. We were both about to join the military, kind of in the same position in life. It all just seemed to make sense, and I just became more and more interested.
Yeah, the more and more we talked, I just like felt like we had more in common.
Right.
So then I went to basic.
Well, we started writing each other a lot during basic, kind of almost every day. Wrote like a new letter almost every day. And then when you came home from basic, it was like crunch time. Like, you're going to like move away and I'll either never see you again or we're going to get married and make it happen some way.
So you obviously felt strongly enough to just jump in and get married.
Clearly.
And I found out I was deploying. And then a month after that, you went to basic, right?
Right.
So while I was in Afghanistan, I just happened to be the security detail, driving around the higher-ups and the colonels and transporting supplies and doing convoy missions. So luckily, I got to drive the brigade sergeant major and the brigade lieutenant colonel. They're like, oh, what does your husband do? And I'm like, he's actually in Fort Lee, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're like, wow, really? Does he want to deploy? And I'm like, well, hell yeah. And they're like, okay, well, we'll do whatever we can to get him deployed. And I remember his name was Sergeant Major Young, and I thought that was kind of ironic given that was our last name.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So he was like, well, I'll do whatever I can to get him deployed. And I'm like, sure, because they always, you know.
So yeah, I didn't think it was going to happen. When you called me that day, you told me all about that. I didn't think that was really going to happen. I didn't think when I first got there, you would be the one to pick me up.
Your first day in country, what was that like?
I remember just being in culture shock, being over there. Day one, I remember just looking out the window and seeing a guy riding a bike holding a donkey head. I'll never forget it. So it's just like that was the moment. It's like, man, you're not in America anymore. That's crazy.
Yeah, I remember thinking the same thing. Like, I remember seeing little kids waiting at the gate when we left and their arms were blown off. Like,
right.
The little kids didn't have any arms. And I'm like, wow. So then after the deployment, I think we came home 4th of July weekend.
I was excited because, like, finally we get to start a life. Like, I mean, we've been married at that point almost 2 years, and we don't even, never even live together.
Yeah, that's true.
So I was like, man, finally I get to have a wife. It's going to be crazy. When we get back, we're going to do our thing and then actually start a family and start a life together.
Were you scared at all? Like, you know,
no,
like
I was
you
hyped.
Said, we were together for 2 years and never even lived together.
No, I was pretty hype about it.
I think we had, like, a great routine after that. Like, you know, it's
right.
Just you and I, and I feel like that's really where we built our foundation together.
Right. It was nice, too, like, coming home from work and, like, be able to talk about work and you understand what I'm talking about or understand where I'm coming from or you understand how my life worked, I guess. It was just so much easier to relate.
So you think dual military was better than just being,
I feel like it. I feel like a lot of people would complain about their significant other, how they didn't understand why they do this whenever they want to or why this or why that. Like, you understood it, so I didn't have to explain anything. It didn't cause any problems. Like, you just got it.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree. I think that's what made our relationship always just work so well is we were always on the same page, working toward the same goal, always.
Right. The experience, too, I mean, just serving your country and being a veteran, and I appreciate the effort and guts it takes to do what you did. So it means a lot to me, and it means a lot even more to me that we both did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty sweet.
That was married Army veterans Logan and Joe Young. Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. This series is supported by Wright Pat Credit Union.